Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Monday, May 29. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, Alex Bruno National Poll questions whether imported voters played a major role in Dominica's elections. Earthquake felt across Trinidad and 11 killed as high winds strike Russian capital. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
It's the Courts Home Event. Shop today and complete your kitchen, your dining room, and your entertainment room. Shop using Ready Finance. It's easy, affordable, and flexible credit. Plus, you pay nothing down on purchases 24 months and over. So come in today and get great deals to complete your home at the Courts Home Event. Courts, bringing value home.
A national poll conducted by political scientist Alex Bruno has apparently led him to draw a conclusion that based on data collected from his independent scientific national electoral poll, there is a reason to assert that the issue of the importation of votes in Dominica's elections is of significance. He made that revelation at a press conference today where he released the findings of his poll. As an example, Bruno said those polled in the Lapling constituency were asked, "For which candidate or party did you vote at the last election?" He said the results raised a few eyebrows during the analysis of the data collected. He noted the data showed 29% of respondents voted for the DLP, 59% for the UWP, and 12% did not disclose their response. He added that even now, in the middle of my presentation, I can tell you that most of the people to whom I spoke in different communities told me about the importation of votes. He said although the poll was not intended to study importation of votes, the results captured some picture of this widely discussed claim that the importation of votes was being connected to bribery or cheating. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has confirmed that grant for MP Ivor Stevenson has been airlifted to Martinique. According to Prime Minister Skerrit, Stevenson was hospitalized at the Princess Margaret Hospital on Saturday, May 27th, after complaining of feeling unwell. He was then airlifted to Martinique later that day to obtain further medical treatment.
He was admitted, as I said, to the Princess Margaret Hospital, and on Saturday evening, he was flown to Martinique for further medical examination and treatment. He is in stable condition, and as time goes by, if the need arises, I shall inform the country of his improvement. I also want to ask the country to pray for his speedy and successful recovery, and to also pray for his family as they go through this trying time, dealing with the illness of the husband and, of course, the father, and, of course, to the entire communities of Grand Fond, River Sirik, and Monjon. So our prayers will continue to be with him. And we are providing the fullest support to the family, moral, in all ways possible, because certainly one can appreciate it's a very trying time for them. So just to indicate that he has been flown into Martinique and is undergoing further medical examination.
The government of Dominica has invested over $200,000 towards the funding of a project management unit during the construction phase of the new national hospital. That's according to Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Daru. Dr. Daru commended the job which has already been done by the unit as it relates to reporting to the government on the progress being made on the new hospital.
We would have also seen a couple sums of $200,000 each to meet government's own contribution towards a national hospital. One of these would be to fund what we call the project management unit. Because understanding the complexities involved in building a new hospital on an existing site, this government would have put in place what they call a project management unit to ensure that the day-to-day operation, the day-to-day construction of the hospital is going along smoothly. So this $200,000 would be to, first of all, start up this unit and a further $200,000 towards meeting the salaries, emoluments, etc. of this unit. And I want to report to the people of Dominica that this project management is doing a fantastic job in reporting back to the government the progress of the new hospital.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton takes issue with Prime Minister Skerrit labeling protesters against amendments to Dominica's electoral laws as mob-like rioters. He also accused the Prime Minister of attempting to turn free expression in a democracy into an offense. Linton told a press conference last week, regrettably, citizens of the Commonwealth of Dominica peacefully protesting to secure their right to elections with integrity as a backbone of our democracy are being categorized by the Prime Minister as mob-like rioters acting at the behest of their leaders and whose street protest, lawlessness and violence are intended to black-eye Dominica in the regional and international world with un-Dominican behavior. In an address to the nation last week, Skerritt said a dangerous precedent was being set in Dominica, whereby expression of views by some is almost always accompanied by street protest, lawlessness and violence. He described this as un-Dominican and appeared to lay the blame at the feet of the opposition United Workers' Party. However, Linton said all around the world, in America, England, Canada, Africa, Brazil, Venezuela, China, Trinidad and Tobago, citizens stand for their rights and take to the streets in protest against unacceptable government action. Secretary of the Culture Revival Committee of Granby, Miss Mariana Isaac, has announced the dates for two major pageant shows which are said to form part of Fete Isidore. Isidore Mother's Queen, carded for June 2nd, and Tiffy Isidore for girls aged 8 to 12 on Sunday, June 4th at 4 p.m.
The Culture Revival Committee of Granby is celebrating the feast of St. Isidore with two interesting pageants, namely Tiffy Isidore for girls aged 8 to 12 on Sunday, 4th June at 4 p.m. and an Isidore Mother's Queen on Friday, 2nd June at 8 p.m. Both shows will be held at Matutu's Park in Grand Bay. The six gorgeous mothers to grace the stage in six exciting and thrilling rounds of competition are Zena Elize and Cecilia Henderson, sponsored by Petro Caribe, Christelle Elize, sponsored by AC Shillingford, Clintisha Later, sponsored by Elegant Sweet, Elora Harriet, and Shari Ellick, sponsored by Dominica Lotteries Commission. The Tiffy Isidore contestants are Chantel Joseph, jointly sponsored by the Grand Bay Credit Union and Discover Dominica Authority, Aliana Guerrier, joint sponsor, Express Brazil and Dr. Damien Dublin, Serena Daru, sponsored by Petro Caribe, Elisa Angol, jointly sponsored by Global Experts and Dowasco, and Kelly Tit, sponsored by Dominica Lotteries Commission. The committee promises two very entertaining events as it seeks to bring about renewed appreciation to Grand Bay's cultural heritage. Many thanks go to the parliamentary representative, Mrs. Justina Charles, and the Grand Bay Village Council for their sturdy support and to all who assist towards the show's successes.
The Dominica Freedom Party believes that the adjournment of Parliament on Friday, May 26, without further consideration of other matters which were on the order paper, including the amendment to the Electoral Law, to the Electoral Act, was the only course of action to avoid confrontation on this dangerous path by the DLP administration to undermine democracy in Dominica, saying that the disrespectful and dictatorial behavior of Prime Minister Skerritt, supported by members of his cabinet, must come to an end in the interest of peace and goodwill among the people of Dominica. The DFP says it is looking with great interest for the engagement of all stakeholders for discussions to arrive at consensus for real amendment to the Electoral Act that will modernize and improve the electoral process in Dominica, which certainly cannot include making it legal for political parties to finance the transportation of persons into Dominica to vote. The DFP says Prime Minister Skerritt misled the nation by saying in his address on Thursday, May 25th, that the opposition had not made recommendations for electoral reform in Dominica, saying that this is viewed as a deliberate attempt by the Prime Minister to deceive the people of Dominica, the region and international community, and says this level of untruth can only create further distrust, confusion and disunity among the people of Dominica. A murder charge which was laid against Ron Jolly last week in the death of Kent Albert Lewis of Point Michel was changed to manslaughter today by prosecutors. Lewis died of a gunshot wound to the neck at a bar in Point Michel on Saturday, May 20th. The manslaughter charge was read to him, but he was not required to enter a plea. The prosecution did not object to bail, which was set at $50,000. However, Jolly will need to get a proper surety to guarantee his release. In the event that bail is secured and he's released from custody, Jolly must obtain permission to get a passport, and he must also seek permission to leave the state. He must also inform the court and police of any change of address within 72 hours prior to his decision. Additionally, he must report to the Roseau Police Station every Monday, Wednesday and Friday and must not interfere with any witnesses in the matter who are known to him, and he must be on good behavior. The matter is set for hearing on July 3rd, 2017. Jolly is represented by Wynne Norde and Kondwani Williams. In more news, a 4.0 magnitude earthquake that occurred west of Trinidad in the Gulf of Paria last night was felt widely across the island. According to the University of the West Indies Seismic Research Center, SRC, the quake occurred around 7.06 p.m. local time at a depth of 3 kilometers. There were no reports of damage or injury, but the SRC's Facebook page was flooded with reports of people feeling rumbling and shaking. Some residents said it felt bigger than the 4.0 magnitude reported by the SRC. And at least 11 people died when a severe thunderstorm hit the Russian capital, Moscow, health officials say. Hundreds of trees were toppled by the storm and more than 50 people sought medical help. Reports say that electrical cables were damaged as Moscow was lashed with high winds, hail and torrential rain. The winds of up to 110 kilometers per hour were described by meteorologists as extremely rare for the city and caused structural damage to buildings. If the death toll of 11 is confirmed and some officials give a lower figure, it would be the deadliest storm in the city for more than 100 years. And that's the prime evening news, but first a recap of the headlines. Alex Bruno national poll questions whether imported voters played a major role in Dominica's elections. Earthquake felt across Trinidad and 11 killed as high wind strike Russian capital. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.